Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Cheryl Solinger, who's one of the greatest researchers on the subject of abortion across America. She works for Operation Rescue in Wichita, Kansas. Now, the left has often said that abortion should be safe and legal, and they used to say rare, but they don't say that very often. But let's focus on the question of how safe is abortion really? Sometimes there are accidents that happen that the general public doesn't know about, and those are risks that everybody should know about, including women who are thinking about possibly having an abortion. Cheryl, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Can abortion be risky?
Abortion can be very risky, and that's kind of one of the problems with what people believe right now in America. That people believe that because abortion is legal, it is very, very safe, and that it's very regulated, and that abortions take place in hospital-like settings. And the truth is that just doesn't happen. What we see in the abortion industry is many, many women being injured or even killed from substandard practices at abortion clinics that either can't or won't comply with basic medical standards.
Do you have any kind of statistics on this?
You know, the statistics are really, really difficult because the ones that are in general circulation are ones that are lowballed by the abortion industry themselves. But what we found from our research is that the abortion complications that we see are very serious, life-threatening in many, many cases. And we've actually uncovered abortion deaths that we know have not been reported. Abortion complications and deaths are always underreported. So whenever you see a statistic, you can just take it for granted that that's not going to be an accurate statistic, because when an abortionist, for example, kills a woman during an abortion, he's not going to call up the CDC and let them know. They do everything they can to cover it up and hide it.
The late Dr. D. James Kennedy was the ultimate founder of this radio station, and he said he was having a meal one time with Dr. Bernard Nathanson, who used to be pro-abortion and then converted to be pro-life. He also converted to Christianity. But anyway, Dr. Nathanson told Dr. Kennedy, when the minister asked him, how many women did die from abortions prior to the legalization of Roe v. Wade, and Nathanson said, we made up a number out of whole cloth. We said, we'll tell the media that 10,000 women die from illegal abortions every year in America. Dr. Kennedy said he just made it up, and the media believed it and reported it widely. Meanwhile, according to the Centers for Disease Control, in 1972, the last year before Roe v. Wade, which was the Supreme Court decision legalizing abortion on demand, there were 39 deaths in America attributed to abortion. Your comments?
Well, that kind of proves my point that when the abortion industry throws a number out, we have to take that with a grain of salt, because they're going to give you whatever number is going to best benefit their abortion business. So right now it's in their interest to make it sound like that very, very few complications take place. But to be honest with you, we know that they try to cover it up. They do it when we try to get, like, 911 records from ambulances that we know have reported to abortion clinics to transport women. When we try to get the 911 records, what we are finding out is more and more either the abortion clinic people are being trained not to tell the truth about what's really happening with a woman who's suffering complications when the 911 call is placed, or what they're doing is bypassing the 911 system, and they're calling private ambulance companies that we cannot get the public records from them because they're private companies. So they're trying to hide how many abortion complications there actually are by not representing correctly to the emergency responders exactly what's going on in these clinics. And we find that in and of itself a dangerous situation for women, because then the emergency responders are not prepared for what awaits them when they get there.
Well, okay, I know you can't give any hard and fast statistics, but can you just give us some ideas? Okay, you know, in an abortion clinic in such and such a place, there were 12 women rushed to the hospital last year because of bleeding or, you know, whatever. I don't know. Just whatever you got. Yeah. Throw it out.
Well, in St. Louis, for example, at the Planned Parenthood there, we had made a 911 request for records for about 28 incidents that we knew took place.
In just one year or at the clinic in general?
28 medical emergencies that took place in a five-year period.
Oh, okay.
And so we thought that was a lot. But when we actually got the records, we found out that it was twice as many. It was well over 50, the number of women who were hospitalized in about a five-year period at that particular one abortion clinic.
Wow. That is interesting. Now, of those 50, I assume some of them died.
Well, that information is not available to us because of HIPAA laws that make patient privacy so strict now that it's almost impossible to find out what happens. When we do find a patient death, it's usually because we've had alert sidewalk counselors realize that there was something very, very wrong. And so we've been able to find out that women have died in that way. And then on very, very rare occasions, actually the local news media might pick up an incident. That just happened a few weeks ago when a young lady up in Michigan died from complications, not at the abortion clinic. There was no ambulance. What happened was she went home and she hemorrhaged internally and died in her mother's bed. And it was very much a tragedy. We were very lucky to find that out. If we had not found that out through a local news report, that no one would ever know that ever happened.
Okay, suppose a young woman was considering having an abortion, and she said to you, "Oh, come on, I don't believe this idea that abortions can be unsafe." What would be your comment in terms of what actually happens in America, in modern America, in 2016?
Well, I can tell you at another abortion clinic in Bakersfield, California, there's at least one woman injured that we know of about every 4 months. And so when a woman walks into an abortion clinic and says, "Oh, that will never happen to me," she's taking a chance that it won't, that her number won't come up, so to speak. You know what I mean? So it's almost like playing Russian roulette with your life when you walk into an abortion clinic, because these incidents do happen with greater frequency than is reported, and we see that in one ambulance run after another. And when women think it can't happen to them, that's when it does. And so we just try to warn women, look, you know, we're against abortion anyway. We don't think anyone should be having an abortion. But we try to warn women that when they do walk into the abortion clinic, it's not just their child that could die, but they could come out on a gurney themselves.
Oh, so let me ask you this. We are told sometimes by those who are favoring abortion rights that actually having an abortion is safer than childbirth.
Right, they do say that, and I question that, although we have no hard statistics because there is no factual reporting that goes on. There's no reliable reporting that goes on. There are several states that don't report abortion complications at all. They don't even report the number of abortions that are done in their state. So there's really a huge amount of knowledge out there that we are missing because of the lack of reporting. So I would say that, to say that, I would be suspicious of that. But we do know for a fact that once a woman reaches the 18th week of pregnancy, that abortion increases in risk factors with every week of pregnancy. And those risks are much greater at that point than having a child through a regular childbirth. So, you know, once a woman gets to a certain stage, it becomes increasingly dangerous for her to have an abortion.
So the second and third trimester abortions would clearly be more dangerous, obviously, than the first trimester abortions. How about a comment on the Supreme Court's recent decision related to abortion and a Texas law? It was my understanding that the Texas law was so designed as to protect the safety of women, but the Supreme Court said, hey, you're basically taking this so-called constitutional right out of the reach of many women, and so therefore we're saying this is unconstitutional. Bam. Bang of the gavel and more babies die. Your comment.
We were very disappointed in the Supreme Court's decision. We had actually worked hard to get some of the rules that were struck down by the Supreme Court into that law. And those restrictions that I'm talking about relate to requiring abortionists to maintain hospital privileges at a hospital within 30 miles of his abortion clinic. Now, that just sounds reasonable, doesn't it? But unfortunately, what the Supreme Court found was that what this did was made women have to drive just a little bit farther to get an abortion. And it put a lot of burden on these abortion clinics because the abortion clinics were being forced to close because they couldn't find abortionists that qualified for hospital privileges. Well, so that tells us a couple of things.
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah, explain, connect the dots there.
Well, the abortionists are not that are not qualified to have hospital privileges probably shouldn't be practicing anyway. There's a reason why the hospitals won't have them. It's because it increases the liability for the hospital because they know that complications will take place and women could sue. So it's very risky for a hospital to have an abortionist come on staff or have hospital privileges. So the ones that couldn't qualify shouldn't be operating anyway. So what we thought we were doing was increasing safety, but the Supreme Court, what they did was they put abortion clinic profits, actually, keeping abortion clinics open ahead of the health and safety of women. So they're saying, women, you don't deserve any better than what you get in these substandard abortion clinics with doctors that cannot qualify for hospital privileges. You're better off getting what amounts to the quote-unquote back-alley style abortion than you are having safe abortions in fewer facilities. So this is all about keeping facilities open. It was not about women's safety at all.
Wow. What other restrictions were there that we would maybe call common sense restrictions on abortion, but the Supreme Court struck it down?
It was the facility requirements. In Texas, they required that abortion facilities, the building, met certain standards, that there were, like, for instance, hallways that were wide enough to accommodate a gurney in the event of a medical emergency.
Well, why would you need a gurney?
Well, because of all of the complications that take place that they don't want to talk about.
But there are no complications. We never hear about them. Except for this, there may be some people, Cheryl, listening to this that have never even knew that this even happens on occasion.
You know, women suffer complications on a regular basis, and some of the more common complications are hemorrhage.
You mean from abortion, when you say complications?
From abortion.
Okay.
Right. They can hemorrhage. They can have lacerations from a sloppy abortion. They can have their uterus punctured. We've seen all of these things. We've seen women that have had their uterus punctured to the point where it went into other bodily organs, and women needed extensive surgeries over a period of years to correct the damage. And, you know, people act like that never happens, but it does. We see it all the time, and we've seen women actually pass away from shoddy abortions that inflicted so much internal damage that they could not survive.
Wow.
So we see this, and we have it all documented. We keep pretty good records on all of this stuff, and if there's a court document or if there's a medical board document or a newspaper article, we collect all of that stuff and we post it on a website. It's called abortiondocs.org, and people can go there and look up their local abortion clinic and see what kind of documents we have. We document everything, and some of these places, when you start reading some of the inspection reports from these places and all of the deficiencies that you find and reading about the women who have been injured at these clinics, it's shocking. People have no idea that this goes on, and that's one of the things that we're trying to help educate the public about, is about the dangers of these abortion clinics.
Wow.
That
the underbelly of the whole abortion industry that we all should know about. Thank you so much for being with us. AbortionDocs.org. That would be D-O-C-S, I assume?
That's correct.
Okay, Cheryl Sullinger from Operation Rescue. God bless you. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Sure. Bye-bye now.